Lesson 1, Segment 4, The Envision Process and the Environment. In this section, you'll learn how Envision uses the language of symbols and metaphors, the importance of bypassing factual data, opinion, and historic language when coaching with Envision, emotions as key descriptors for Envision's language and their importance, how we inhabit the environment of our mind, the subject of epigenetics in a conversation with Dr. Bruce Lipton and what inspired me, the effects of belief on well-being, how everything is connected through the environment, describing the environment of the mind in environmental terms, and how Indigenous traditions are predominantly eco-spiritual and what that means to the collective knowing. The Envision process is created as a transformative dialogue process, which uses the powerful language of symbol and metaphor to help you tap into the patterns of your inner thoughts and subconscious mind that lead to your experience with the outer world. The goal of coaching with Envision is to quickly change the challenging, sabotaging patterns into affirming, supportive ones. We bypass data and historic language to do this. So I'm going to repeat that. The goal of Envision is to quickly change the challenging, sabotaging patterns into affirming, supportive ones. And we do this by using the language of metaphor and symbol and bypassing logic and reason, data and historic language. Here's an example. One would say, "He did this to me and therefore I am this way now." Or, "This awful thing happened to me and I feel like this now always." While these things may be true, they're not helpful for the process. We are looking for different data. Knowing and being able to describe the feelings that go along with those things, the thoughts and the beliefs, that's what will help, not the facts. We know this inner world is where all the action is. So when asking the first question in the Envision process, "Where am I?" Well, this is where you are. You are inhabiting the environment of your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, and mostly your automatic expectation of the world. And when I say that to you, science and research has proven that we all live 95% in the domain of the subconscious programmed mind and the deeper layers of the mind without ever being aware of it. The part of the mind that we think is the boss, the thinking, the language part that we believe is the greater influence, it's only 5%. There's an article you should really read in the resources section too. It's really good. If this is true, our thinking mind and our 5 sensory awareness allows us only a very limited capacity to affect lasting change and transformation on their own. You can't think your way into transformation. You need something powerful to get deep into the places where it counts in order for change to be inspired and sustainable. In a long and wonderful conversation with cell biologist and expert in the theory and research of epigenetics, Dr. Bruce Lipton, I found an answer and a bridge between 2 crucial components of Envision. In brief, Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, and you guys have to read it, it's amazing. It talks about how the environment of the cell was more important to the health of a cell rather than its DNA. It was discovered that the brain was the membrane surrounding the cell rather than the nucleus as previously thought and accepted by the scientific community. And this has now led to an entire shift in how science deals with genetics. Well, what has this got to do with Envision? Well, Bruce and I talked about how belief and thought, which was really about what his book was about, affects the health of a cell as well, that the mind, the programmed mind in particular, the subconscious, would have the greatest effect on the health of a whole person, as well as having a direct effect on the person's outer world. Seen as such, everything is in relationship to everything else and constantly communicating with it energetically via this environment that we think is invisible space. And you actually feel that every day. You get vibes about people, about the environment that you're in, your physical world, there's something always going on. There's always a conversation going on. It means you're tuning into their vibration, which will resonate with you or not. So the conversation I mentioned earlier, it's going on between your thoughts, you, and the energy in the outer world. Well, so he proposed that what we believe would have the greatest effect on our experience, our neurology, our biology, our physical well-being in general could be shifted with a shift in the mind. So when we talked about my theory that if the environment of the mind is where we experience the world and its energy, filtering and sorting via the subconscious, would we also conclude that that was a place we inhabited? You see, we experience ourselves in time and space. And so what if that was a space? Could we see this inner world we inhabited using our imagination as a way to find ourselves when we felt lost, for example? And there is tons of evidence that others have thought about this too. Carl Jung suggested that all of life's experiences could be represented by archetypal symbolism and metaphor that would come to us in dream states that could then be analyzed. And he was a great scholar of indigenous eco-spirituality. Think about the statement, a picture speaks a thousand words. Well, indigenous peoples practiced a form of eco-spirituality where nature's elements and creatures had symbolic meaning and could engage us and guide us through dream states and intuitive guidance in conversation with the outer world. Well, we all have access to these archetypes and symbols via the collective unconscious, the glossary of all imagery that provide meaning to us. So now we're talking about a level of the mind that's outside the subconscious. So I suggested to Bruce, what if the place we inhabit could be coaxed in conversation with the unconscious or the dreaming mind to deliver images of itself in environmental terms? After all, it's our primary environment, so why not? Well, the key word here is environment. Enter eco-psychology. Eco-psychology is a new form of psychology that takes a concept that every single one of us has a dormant connection to the natural world. And so this is our first key to the language of envision. Mm-hmm.